Sunday with Miriam on RTE Radio 1. With Olay Total Effects Age-Defying Day Cream. Over 100 awards without paying hundreds of euros.
Last Tuesday, we learned of the death of opera singer and legendary music teacher Dr. Veronica Dunn. Ronnie, as she was affectionately known, had an early start in the European opera scene before returning to Dublin to dedicate her life to teaching and encouraging young singers. She was a regular guest in this studio over the years, often accompanied by the stars who carried her musical legacy. And when she last joined me here in studio in 2014, Ronnie told me how her students continued to give her energy and purpose.
Well, it was wonderful to meet such wonderful, wonderful students with wonderful futures and to be part of their life. And I owe that I'm living, I'm 87 in August, that I'm still alive and still feeling young. And I owe it all to those little darlings.
You, of course, also gave singing lessons to another very famous Donegal man, who isn't an opera singer.
Oh, bless him. He was lovely, Daniel.
Daniel O'Donnell.
He's a lovely voice. And he came to study and I loved him dearly.
Tell me the lovely story about him arriving with the big bunch of
flowers. Yeah, you see, I didn't know. I'm hopeless. Everybody's darling. I'm hopeless on names. Hello, darling, how are you? And then somebody would prompt me the name. And I don't mean to be rude, but this lovely little lilting voice would come on. Please, I really must see you. I really must see you. And I said, I better see him. I said, come and see me. And I opened the door. He had this magnificent bouquet of flowers and I couldn't see who was the far side. And he came in and I said, well, did you bring some music? And he said, not really, but I have my CDs in the car. I said, oh, no. Do a few scales. So we worked and we did scales. And then he kept saying, I must come back to you. And I said, but, you know, I teach all day and I don't like to teach at home. I really don't like to teach at home. And he begged me. So he came back about four times. And one night when he was, I think he was going away on a tour, and the penny still didn't drop with me. And I was looking at it, the television one night, and everything was after the news, and there's an ad for him. And I said, my God, I said, he's famous and he's coming to me.
So what's your secret to a happy life, Veronica Dunn? What's your advice you will dispense to us this morning?
Oh, have a good laugh. Laugh at yourself.
I agree, actually.
The late Veronica Dunn there speaking to me on this programme in July 2014, our Yes Jay Gareva Hanam Jealish.